A couple of days ago, we were chatting about this on the weather. Well, you were chatting about this on the weather, and it hit me, acting as if I was doing something related to it. And there was a ton of complaints set in to Met Aaron. And you'd wonder if any of them ever got a response, or if any of them actually ever were acknowledged for their complaints, because some of them were absolutely hilarious. And the reason why we're doing this is that we want to know, when have you ever complained and it's actually worked and benefited you? Because I was saying to you guys, people who complain get what they want in life.
They do. Yeah.
Now, with some of these ones now, I don't know if they did, Una. Soaked washing on the clothesline. Please upgrade the weather warning so an employee could get paid by their boss. So, essentially, I think it was yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was orange.
It was orange.
They wanted to upgrade it to red, because if you work in the HSE, you get...
And if you stay at home, you get paid.
So they rode into Met Aaron complaining that they weren't able to get paid on a yellow warning, or an orange warning, but so they wanted to upgrade it to red.
So they could get the
absolute cheek.
The neck!
Isn't that mad? Isn't it?
Someone even complained saying that there was no rain forecast and I put my washing out.
Sorry,
and then
yes.
It did start raining, so you just a complaint.
You mean you put your trust in Met Aaron and then this is what happens.
I feel sorry for them though, because you're doing your best at the end of the day.
Of course.
And what's happened with Met Aaron so many times is that if they don't, tell us the extremes that they think is going to happen, we give out. And then if they do go to the extremes and it doesn't happen, we give out again, It's like I filled up the fridge and cleared the bread off the shelves in the local supermarket because I thought it was going to be batting down the hatches, and it wasn't. You win. You can't win.
But you're right in saying about people who complain in life get things done. I was at a restaurant recently in Dublin, and it was this Italian, and there's four of my friends there, and two of us got pasta dishes. And when I say it was al dente, I mean it was it was barely soft. So I don't complain. I was like, Ara, look, get a bag of chips afterwards, be grand. I'll just get a dessert. And she was like, no. That is €25. We are complaining. So I was like, okay, all right. I'll go.
So you just
took a back seat. And what I watched was it was so impressive. So the waitress came over and she was like, I'm sorry, but this is really it's too al dente. We can't eat it. We're paying a lot of money to be here. And the waitress was like, well, in Italy, they have their pasta al dente. And my friend was like, excuse me, love. I have been to Italy several times and I know.
I've heard they do, though.
They do, but she, like, this was
just like proper, crunchy,
like it was and hard, and it was just, it was manky. It just wasn't good. So the waitress was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. What else can we get you? And she brought us over two other dishes. Anyway, that was fine. We got everything for free.
The
whole table, desserts, everything. Even the other girls that were there who hadn't complained. Everything for free. Yeah, because my friend had the
cojones.
Yeah. You see? So, whereas I would have just just
grand. I'd be the same as you on the way home or something. Picking some salt and sea chicken. I'd be the same as you. But look, it worked, didn't it?
It worked, I was like, wow. There's something in this complaining.
There is something in this. Okay, 087. 1-102-107. We're pretty much admitting when you were we want you to admit when you were a Karen, basically, and it worked. When have you complained about something and it really, really worked? You'd love to hear from me this morning. We're asking you about when you have complained about something and it benefited you in some way, because we were chatting about how complainers get what they want in life. So they do. And I can't think of a time that I honestly complained about this. I've complained, we do it daily, but I've never complained to somebody over a product or a service. I just out of fear. But Una, you told us earlier on that it worked for you at a meal recently. Your friend complained about the pasta, you got the whole thing for free.
Yeah, she did all the talking and I was just there beside her nodding. Because the meal wasn't good, the pasta was hard, and we got it there. They were really sound, they gave us everything for free. And if that was me, if I was left to my own devices, I would just not have said anything and I would have got a chipper on the way home. So Graham has been in touch. He's in Kildare. He says, excuse me, my partner is the male version of a Karen. I think it's a David. Yeah, that's right. They were officially Chris and David.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really embarrassing being out with him. But he complains, but my God, we've been upgraded so many times. Hats off to the Karens and Davids of the world. Those who shout loudest get rewarded.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
100%. Someone out here in the station yesterday said they went to a drive-thru and they ordered, it was about half an hour before it closed, Anyway, the person was all arsy with them, and they said, "Oh, we don't, we can't do card. It's only cash." He said, "Well, I've only got my card." I said, "Oh, right. Well, we can't help you." So he then emailed them, and he ended up getting complaining, like, and he got 6 months free food out of them.
Oh my god!
We just had a message in now as well. Someone said it from a spa. He used to work in a spa, and one of the clients was complaining that his colleague's slippers. She was wearing, going round doing the massage, they were too loud.
Stop.
She suggested next time maybe you wear fluffy socks, but it didn't work.
Oh, come off it.
Say that again? Someone was in a spa
getting a treatment.
Oh, in a spa. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And the slippers were too loud as they were going round the table doing the massage.
Come off it now.
So they complained that too loud next time, it's not relaxing enough. So next time wear fluffy socks.
No.
Do you know what though?
No. That
can, but I can kind of understand
You're too nice, Una.
No, I can understand. If you've got a sensitivity and you're trying to relax and it's just like, you know, going around slippers.
You wouldn't complain about it after, though. You'd just be like, that was a bit on, like, you wouldn't go and send an email about it.
No, you wouldn't. But, like, it would be annoying if it was squeaky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be, but I don't think I'd be complaining about their footwear. Oh, no.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.